For many Americans, work is one place where they regularly interact with people whose political views differ from their own. The strong feelings stirred up by this war can complicate inter-office relationships. NPR's Jim Zeroli visited one company in Wisconsin to see what people there are saying about the war's progress.
At General Casualty Insurance Company in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, a dozen or so women are dragging overstuffed bags and boxes into a small storage room. The women have taken up a collection for the troops in the Gulf. They pause to inspect what's been donated.
Lots of personal hygiene type stuff, toothpaste, toothbrushes, baby wipes, lots.
We also requested stuff that they can give to the Iraqi children. So we've got little stuffed animals.
Beanie babies.
So cute.
The women here say the collection isn't supposed to be any kind of political statement. They simply want to support the troops.
When I hear stories about the people that are over there and the conditions they have to go through and all the things, and they did this voluntarily. They said, yes, I want to serve my country. I have so much respect and admiration for that. And I want them to know that.
General Casualty, which sells auto and property insurance, is about as far from the battlefield as you can get. It is based in a fast-growing suburb of Madison, not far from working dairy farms. The 700 employees here work in three low glass buildings connected by underground tunnels, so no one has to brave the Wisconsin winters. But even in these comfortable, placid surroundings, the war is very much on people's minds. Kathleen Rowe is the company's chief information officer. Talk to anyone long enough, she says, and the war comes up. She points to what happened to the company's computer systems around the time the war started.
We were having some difficulty with people being able to actually accomplish business transactions over the internet. And not just over the internet, but even just basic things that we did internally, and found that the problem was overuse related specifically to the war.
Rose says so many people were using streaming video websites to follow the war news that the company's servers were getting backed up. She sent out a memo asking people to stop, and they did. Now some people have radios on their desks to keep up with the news, and when big news happens, it's often passed along an employee grapevine.
Have a good day.
Among employees, there is strong support for the war, but also ambivalence. George Prince is a claims assessor and volunteer firefighter who is one of those with mixed feelings. He says he believes Saddam Hussein needed what he calls a swift kick.
I feel that the elimination of the person over there that's running that country might be one thing, but you know, as far as liberating the Iraqi people, now we're going to be involved with Kurds and everybody else over there. You know, we're going to end up dictating what should go on over there, and I don't think that's right.
Prince says he discusses the war with his co-workers, although not as much since the fighting began. Many people here gingerly try to avoid political discussions. In the company's distribution services department, bills are printed, put in envelopes, and then mailed to customers, some 20,000 of them a day. The department is managed by Donna Neuber. With some reluctance, Neuber says she dislikes the war, and that has sometimes gotten her into trouble on the job.
I was talking with a coworker, and we were both in agreement that we felt we didn't want to be in this war, and we didn't have any confidence with our leadership in the war, in the White House, and other people in the department interpreted it that, meaning we were not supporting our troops.
So Neuber now tries to keep her opinions to herself, at work anyway. The issue is especially sensitive in Neuber's department because one of the administrative assistants has two sons in the military, one of whom may be deployed to the Gulf. Others here have an even more direct connection to the war. Claims adjuster Carl Fermi has a son who's already stationed in the Gulf. He's not sure where. Fermi acknowledges that he checks the news throughout the day on TV and the internet, probably more than his employer would like.
I know of people that have battled cancer and lost, and they've told me that ever since they've been diagnosed with it, there isn't a fleeting moment that they don't think about it. And I think that is very comparable to having a loved one in the service. You can get away from it and you can do your work, but that doesn't mean that you aren't thinking about it constantly.
Fermi is deeply proud of what his son is doing, and he believes the war is necessary. He also says he assumes most people at the company share his views. Whether they do or not, there is one sentiment everyone at the company seems ready to express. They say they hope Fermi's son and others like him get home as quickly and safely as possible. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.